Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Manila, 1972, preaching in the Philippines. Back in Hong Kong, several months after visiting Prabhupada in Japan, I received an aerogram from Prabhupada informing me of his plans to visit the Philippines. He suggested I join him at our Manila temple. I was thrilled at his invitation and telegraphed Sudama Vipraswami, the devotee who had begun the Filipino preaching. Sudama Vipra telegrammed back his surprise. Due to the recently imposed martial law in the Philippines, he hadn't received word of Prabhupada's arrival. A week before Prabhupada was due, Jagatrini and I flew to Manila and caught a taxi to our temple on Ortega Street in San Juan, a Manila suburb. We were shocked. The rented temple actually was a mansion. It's a huge house. And it was bustling with both shaved up and long-haired Filipino devotees. Our own small Hong Kong center was dead compared to this newly opened temple in Manila. There were so many happy Filipinos busy in Krishna service. A devotee construction crew was assembling a new altar and a new Vyasasan for Prabhupada. The Vyasasan was huge, quote, so Prabhupada would feel comfortable enough to speak for hours, end quote, Sudama Vipraswami said. In the evenings, the construction noise stopped and the devotees would settle into a sweet kirtan. What a contrast to the drab Hong Kong Chinese, whose mood was summed up in the Cantonese maxim, Mo Chin Mo Gong, no money, no talk. The day before Prabhupada's arrival, Sudama Vipraswami pulled out the screens of the windows to allow air to flow in the humid Manila evenings, quote, the way Prabhupada likes it. The next morning, we picked up Prabhupada and his entourage from the new Manila airport. In parentheses, the old one had recently and mysteriously burned down after the anti-corruption wing of the police said they would investigate the airport's manager's financial records. We drove Prabhupada to his suite in the Manila Hotel Intercontinental, the best hotel in the city, because our rented temple in San Juan had no suitable facility. Smiling and always in Vrindavan, Prabhupada gathered us on the floor around him while he sat cross-legged behind a round glass table. Sudama Vipraswami broached the subject of me moving from Hong Kong to the Philippines to assist him. Sudama Vipra said, Prabhupada, what about Burijan staying in the Philippines to help with the preaching? Burijan, Hong Kong is such a materialistic place. That's me, is what I said. Not many people are coming to our Hong Kong temple, and so many are coming in Manila. It seems a better place for me to preach. Prabhupada, but Hong Kong is so important a city. It is the Chinese gateway, and one-third of all the people of the world live in China. Burijan, but not many Chinese people are coming. Only Indians, and the Indians in Hong Kong are interested only in making money. They aren't serious about spiritual life. It takes the entire month for me to collect the rent for our apartment temple. Prabhupada, when a university class is going on, even if only one student is in attendance, it must not be closed. Burijan, but maintaining the temple is such a strain. When I explained to Prabhupada that we were now forced to spend 3,000 Hong Kong dollars, about 600 US dollars on rent each month, Prabhupada became sympathetic and reluctantly agreed to our closing the Hong Kong temple in favor of us preaching in the Philippines. My comment. Prabhupada once told me that closing a temple was a disgrace. I held out for years in Hong Kong because of this, but the impenetrable materialism was discouraging, especially when contrasted with the lightness and receptivity of the Philippines. Prabhupada looked at my case pragmatically, especially the amount of time it took me to collect the rent, and he agreed to my request. Guru's words. Sudama Vipraswami, Siddhasrupa Nanda Goswami, Shrutakirti, Jagatrini, and I sat around Prabhupada's table, watching him as he ate fresh Filipino fruits, mangoes, bananas, and apples for breakfast. Prabhupada wanted milk, and he sent Shrutikirti out. Shrutikirti was his new servant, and he was fresh from America. After 10 minutes, Shrutikirti returned pot in hand, complaining that the hotel staff wouldn't cooperate. Prabhupada insisted that he wanted hot milk, and Shrutikirti left again for the hotel kitchen. 10 minutes passed, and Shrutikirti again returned with cold milk. The staff wouldn't let him into the hotel kitchen. Prabhupada looked sharply at Shrutikirti. "You are not serious." Sudama Vipraswami, Big Dave, he was known as before he was interested in Krishna consciousness, was heavy set with a skull and crossbones tattooed on his arms, picked up the milk pot and walked out. He returned 5 minutes later with steaming hot milk. "Sometimes you have to yell to the Prabhupada," he said. And Prabhupada smiled. My comment. A key to associating with Prabhupada was to take all he said as weighty. No words or requests, even if spoken in a casual manner, were casual. My experience was that Krishna reciprocated when we respected all of Prabhupada's words with the utmost deference. LSD philosophy. Also sitting with us was Nilo Santos, a young member of the wealthy Manila aristocracy. Nilo liked to chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada asked, "So what was your philosophy before you chanted Hare Krishna?" Nilo smiled and said innocently, "LSD philosophy." Prabhupada returned an even bigger smile. "Oh, so many of our students also followed that philosophy. Isn't that correct, Siddhaswarup?" My comment. The Philippines had been transformed by the movie The Godfather. After it hit the Philippine movie theaters, gangs of imitation mafia groups suddenly appeared, along with organized crime, real guns, and real killing. This fad lasted until the Woodstock movie was released in 1970. Then violence was out and drugs, love, and LSD philosophy were in. Yet, although the mode had changed, countless souls were still being insidiously slaughtered. Prabhupada once commented that because of Timothy Leary, quote, "so many blossoming young flowers have become spoiled." LSD philosophy had spread around the world. Prabhupada's mercy had similarly spread to combat and cure it. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you, and Hare Krishna.